The new film Challengers asks the question, can tennis be sexy and thrilling?
You think that tennis is about expressing yourself, doing your thing? You don't know what tennis is.
The answer, at least as it's presented here, is a resounding no. Unless you want to be visibly drenched in flop sweat from the actors on a 30-foot tall screen.
I'm playing for both of us, Tashi.
The story examines the relationship between three tennis phenoms over the course of 13 years and their passion for each other and the game itself.
You don't know what tennis is. We went somewhere really beautiful together.
Alas, the characters are all shallow, despicable, and thoroughly unlikable. But even worse, the film is plain boring. And it doesn't matter how much pulsing pop music you blast on the court. Nope, still boring. Challenger's success depends on how much of an actual movie star leading lady Zendaya is. It's so desperate for this that the advertising implies some pretty intense moments.
Want me to come tuck you in?
How often does this happen? Going after the same girl?
Aren't you everybody's type?
Come here.
Which one of us?
Sorry guys, none of it actually pays off. We're left with a feature film-length version of a jewelry ad with attractive but utterly vapid people wandering in confusion.
I assume you planned this?
Not this part.
Diehard tennis fans may like this one, but it's a double fault for me. Challengers gets 1.5 tennis balls out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.